What's going on, everyone? It's Dan's Vibe here at the 1211 Records Studio for the 1211 Records FM Episode 2. I'm here with Pierce Gilmore from 1211.
What's up?
And we got our CD, Reed Hodges, in the house.
Hello.
And over the phone, DC the Hitmaker from 1211.
Yo, what's going on?
So we're going to just kind of go over some of the label news because a lot's gone over the last 2 weeks and we haven't had a chance to talk about it. We got some new merch, right, Pierce?
We do. We're rolling it out. And we have a fat year, I'll say that.
1211's about to go on tour starting on the 29th, right, guys? Knoxville.
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Most of those days are on the website, so you can check those out.
For sure.
Spring Break Pocket, we've got Gulf Shores, right? Pierce, what is that?
On the 13th and on the 21st, we have a hangout in Gulf Shores.
Yes, and then Birmingham in the Nick the next day on the 14th.
Yeah. That's gonna be a fun drive. Hopefully, we can get a little sleep.
For anyone who's listening, the Nick is one of those places that you have to hit. Kind of, if you're one of an up-and-coming band.
For sure. It's in a circuit. It's, like, really solidified in there. In our, whatever you call the circuit.
Yeah, like a regional.
Yeah. Yeah, the regional, like the Southeast regional. I'll call it, like, a corridor, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the Nick is one of those solid places in there. And, I Preservation Pub is the first venue on our tour is also a very solid venue in this same corridor. It's like they're all kind of connected somehow. And so you'll see a bunch of artists that have blown up in the past, and they've played at a lot of these places pretty religiously. So we're just following suit. We have a fun city festival coming up in Lynn Haven. If you're ever around that area, I think it's around Panama City Beach over there. We have Harbor Tavern and Maguire's coming up. You know, we're playing the biggest day of the year for Maguire, St. Patrick's Day. It's gonna be how would y'all describe St. Patrick's Day at Maguire's? Because it's fat.
Hell on earth. But in a good way.
In a good way. It's so funny enough, I went to a Mardi Gras parade today, and the two people in front of me were like, yeah, I went to Maguire's. It's awesome. It's an Irish pub. It makes sense. It's on St. Paddy's Day.
Funny you say Mardi Gras, because I was going to say it would be the Mardi Gras equivalent of, you know, an event at Maguire's.
Yeah. It's basically their Super Bowl.
It's like their main theme.
Yeah. Speaking of the Super Bowl, what did y'all think?
That was a great game.
Oh yeah,
that was.
I think so.
I would say, like, it, from an entertainment standpoint, I didn't really have a dog in the fight.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Did y'all have any, like? Well, I had a cultural key takeaway.
Definitely.
I felt like more people were watching.
Oh man, I think the numbers came out that it was like the highest viewership or something like that of the Super Bowl.
Highest telecasted event. In history.
Dang. Well,
in U.S. history, at least.
That's insane.
Pierce was asleep during the Usher halftime show.
Yeah, well, I was asleep for like maybe 2 seconds of it.
What did y'all think about the halftime show?
Well, from what I saw, it was amazing. Yeah. What did you think, Denver?
I think it was great. I was one of those that I was really looking forward to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got everything that I expected out of it and more.
Yeah. So, and I definitely wanted to talk about this because I was scrolling the internet today. Like, apparently you can't play the instruments. So
that's something that I've just learned myself. I didn't know that you can't play live. I have to a little more research into that to see why, but yeah, I have seen the conversation around people saying he wasn't really playing.
I feel like the reason for that is only due to setup. Like, these people want to play, They can play. They're really good. That's how they got to the Super Bowl. But can you imagine trying to set the sound up even more than they already have to do?
Yeah, in such little time too.
With in a stadium with, you know, 100,000 cell phones, 100,000. Some people got radios. It's probably not going to work.
Yeah, because anything can go wrong, and then there's no controlling it.
So that's why they're like, forget about it. You ain't playing guitar on that stage. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, with that, I think we're going to go ahead and move into a special section put together.
I'm going to go ahead and toss it over to Denver.
So with it being Black History Month, we just wanted to acknowledge a lot of things, you know, within Black history, with a lot that has to do within the music world also. But I'll start with me personally. As y'all know, but many others may not know, I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, which is the first Black collegiate fraternity. So we have a lot of Black historical figures within our fraternity, most notably Martin Luther King Jr. But going into the music world, this is one that I've had my eye on for a little while now. And with the Grammys just passing, thought it'd be a real good addition to this segment. So Victoria Monet, she nominated for, I want to say, 9 or 10 Grammys, walked away with 3. But it was one in particular that I really wish she would have walked away with, because if y'all don't know, her daughter Hazel, who was 2 years old, was featured on a song on her album, which was nominated for Best Traditional R&B Performance. Meaning that Hazel, at 2 years old, is now currently the youngest nominated Grammy nominee.
That's amazing. Wow. I like what artists have been doing with having their kids on their albums, like Drake and Kanye and Victoria Monet. So I think that's really cool, actually.
So unfortunately, she didn't get that one, but still, that's still history. She's still the youngest Grammy nominee. And when you think about some of the other young nominees within like history, you got, I want to say, third right now is Blue Ivy. She got nominated at 9 years old in 2021. Michael Jackson was nominated at 12 years old. I want to say he was the youngest. And he held that title until, I think, about 1985. But at 12 years old, Michael Jackson was the youngest Grammy nominee.
I guess we can move into our new music section. And I definitely want to get Denver in on this here in a second. But obviously, we're talking about Usher. The Usher album's out. There's new Beyonce.
She's on her Sandy Cheeks wave.
She dropped 2 singles. I think it's going to be an album coming sometime soon.
I'm looking at the charts right now. We got new Conan Gray, Girl in Red. These are singles, by the way. Madison Beer, which is...
I've heard of her before.
Yeah, I've heard of her. Never heard of the music, but I figure someone has. Oh, there's a new Black Keys song.
No way. Black Keys? Yeah. Oh, man.
Pretty cool.
I'll have to check that out. You put me on.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about this because this is... There's a new Brittany Howard album who...
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Anyone who doesn't know, Brittany Howard is the lead singer of the Alabama Shakes.
Who is notoriously on hiatus or an indefinite hiatus.
Yeah, so... I'll definitely be checking that one out. And Declan McKenna's new album's out. And then
Kanye. Well, that was a couple weeks ago.
Or maybe Kanye and Ty Dolla
Sign. Ty Dolla Sign, yeah. That was kind of a duo album, right? Like a collab. It had other people on it, but they weren't, I guess, listed. I wonder what that's all about.
I haven't listened to it yet. I keep telling myself I need to.
I like some of the songs. Some of them, he goes a little out there. I'll say that. But overall, I think it was a good album for Kanye. Yeah. it's definitely like, I think he's getting more in his, in terms of production, like he's getting more in his like old Kanye bag almost, just the way he's kind of chopping up stuff. But he has some new samples. There's like a techno sample that's like kind of big on TikTok in there. And there's another just like TikTok kind of audio. So I think that's very interesting. And he's not the only one that's done that. Someone else did it. I can't remember who, though. Maybe it was like a couple years ago. But I think those are cool when they do that.
It's getting to that point in the year where it's almost the season, you know?
Yeah.
1211 has a song coming out this spring.
Yes.
And it's officially been sent off to mix and master. So we'll be talking about it and updating everyone. I'm going to go ahead and move into our new music that we're going to play for you. Today's very special for us. We get to play a song by an artist that 1211 has had the chance to perform with. Pierce, do you want to talk a little bit about?
Yes, this is a fine gentleman by the name of Latranium. It is his latest album. Well, sorry, latest single that was released on January 26th. That's not too long ago, so I think it's still considered new. But yeah, we met Latranium back last year. I think it was middle of the year, something like that, end of the year. Yes, we met this gentleman about April Fool's Day in 2023, and he was no joke, man. His sound was amazing, and I've really grown to really appreciate his whole discography, you know, as I just listened to it. And so I thought this new single was just like an amazing piece of art that he put out, and I'm excited to see where this goes, and even like maybe if there's an album from this single, that'd be really dope.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the sound. We got a chance to see him live. It was after our set, and yes, it was awesome. So I love his discography and sound.
Here is Falling Again by Latranium.
On this roller coaster as friends, who
was Falling Again by The Trainium. That's awesome, man. I'm a big fan of how he layers everything and how it all sounds. It has this cool
nostalgic
yeah. and funky feeling, and it's just makes me feel good, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I'll play this almost anytime, especially like I love playing this driving, like this discography driving. Just like I'm not so bothered by the traffic anymore.
So shout out to The Trainium, and we will be hopefully seeing him very soon. All right, so the next thing we have for you guys is a song from an artist that we've known for a while. It's someone we actually went to college with and is an extremely talented solo artist by the name of Ava Simone.
Yeah, Ava was, she went, like you said, we went to college together. We were all in the music industry program there, and I think she's definitely honed that skill over time, and you know the stuff that she's put out has been getting just way consistently better and better and better. I'm proud of her for that, and I think that this latest single is a testament to just like the hard work that she's put in over time, and I think it sounds great.
Extremely talented. There was actually even a time she played with us. We've collaborated with her in various fashions. Without further ado, her new song, Paper Cut.
I don't know you now, but I'm just around. Well, I hope you get a paper cut on your head.
Don't do it, please don't do it. I call your bluff, I just see right through it. Got credit cards filled with all my money. You let me down and the cards felt funny. Don't the truth feel so asinine? You look better when I'm dead inside. You should call an SOS to get your clothes. They got you, they got you. I don't know you now, but if you're still around, bad, bad ties, bad, bad guys. Don't drink my tie at the beach, it's alright. We say vibe, just last night. Got a text from what's his name. Act like you don't know. If we're heading to the end, baby, hit the road. Cause I put you in the corner downstairs. I got you, I got you. I don't know you now, but if you stayed around.
And that was Paper Cut by Ava Simone. Awesome composition, awesome song, well produced, I'd have to say.
I agree. Extremely well produced. I wonder who she went to for that mixing as well.
Yeah, everything was extremely solid. And that's definitely an artist for you guys to check out. Well, everyone, it's been a fun segment. It's been awesome to be here with you guys tonight. We've been at the label building a lot of the schedule for 1211, which you can check out online. But once again, thanks for tuning in. See you guys on the next episode of 1211 Records FM, your place to get news about the label and around the world.